month, as you heard in the headline. February CPI inflation came in much as expected, though food inflation did not fall as far as some had expected. Consumer price inflation slowing to 6.3% in February compared to 6.6% in January. That's according to data released by Statistics South Africa. Meanwhile, the current account deficit narrowed more sharply than expected in the fourth quarter. It is the smallest deficit in several years, thanks in part to improving commodity prices. It narrowed to 1.7% of GDP during the fourth quarter of 2016 from 3.8% as exports outpaced import growth. Let's chat to Christy Viljoen, who is an economist with KPMG. Christy, thanks so much for your time today. Let's start with inflation back within the target band, thank goodness, but is it sustainable?
Well, it's still going to be a bit of a while before we're back in the target band. 6.3% for February is still
it's slightly over 6%
upper level. But obviously things change from one month to the next. I mean, in the next few months we'll see additions to the fuel price. So it's good that it's come down. I think it's going to come down further in coming months due to some positive factors. And hopefully the Reserve Bank will also adjust its forecast in line with this, which would be good news in a while in terms of interest rates.
What were your expectations for food inflation? I've seen a number of economists had expected, you know, that it would come down quite significantly. But it was still high, but obviously pretty much more muted than what we've seen in previous months.
Yes, I'm quite happy with that. The previous 4 months, we had food inflation close to 12%.
Yeah.
In February, we saw it come down to 10%, which is obviously very good. Yes, we've got some base effects because prices were increasing significantly in the early parts of last year. But still, it's a positive sign that tells us that the speed at which food prices are rising is slowing down. Now, that's obviously as a result of a bit of a stronger rand, and also most significantly the wonderful rains we've had these past few months in the northern parts of the country, which is a very good signal in terms of the summer harvest. Even though we are at the moment in the lean season, the outlook is quite positive. So that's the two biggest factors that are helping us in terms of the food prices.
Does it have a big weighting, food inflation, on CPI in the basket?
Yes. Look, in a country like South Africa, we've got so many people that live around or below the poverty line. Food is a very important component of their expenditure. For some people, it's only 10% of their income. For other people, it's 40 or 50%. So food inflation is always a big driver of the local inflation rate. That's why it's always in focus, not just because it affects the normal person in the street, but also because then it has a direct impact on what people expect interest rates will eventually do.
We've talked about food, but what were the other push factors for inflation in 2016, and do you expect those to subside in 2017?
Well, one of the issues that we always need to think about when we think about food on the one side, it's fuel prices as well. Mm. Now, fuel prices are at the moment roughly about 9% higher than they were 12 months ago, and that's obviously above the average inflation rate. So that's still pushing inflation, keeping it above that 6% level where we actually wanted to move below. At the moment, obviously, we're expecting about 39 cents per litre to be added at the beginning of April. That's part of the fiscal budget, the budget speech we had last month. But the positive news is that the rand has gained significantly over the past 2 months, and commodity prices have also declined. So it is quite possible that despite this increase in taxes and levies, we could actually see a fuel price decrease next month, which would obviously be a positive contributing factor to the inflation numbers for April when they eventually are released. Mm.
Some good news as well for the current account deficit in the fourth quarter. What did you make of that?
Oh, yes. The current account deficit dropping to 1.7% of GDP, that's the lowest in 6 years. That's very good. The current account deficit has always been a problem for South Africa. It's something that over the long term works negatively against the exchange rate. Mm-hmm. So to have at least one quarter that's looking good, it's something that we would definitely accept during this time where lots of economic data has actually been disappointing for the latter part of 2016.
Is it a commodity price windfall? What was it?
Yes, definitely. The commodity prices have definitely been beneficial to the current account deficit. It's also during a period before the rand actually made these significant gains. So even though if we think about mining production and manufacturing production during the fourth quarter, those numbers were not that exciting. But it seems the prices that we've been able to get on these goods have actually been significantly higher. Now, this is obviously in a period after the Brexit situation, after the election of Donald Trump. So international markets were a bit unsettled. In South Africa, obviously, from this perspective, we've been able to benefit a little bit. Unfortunately, it's definitely not going to last. We shouldn't expect the current account deficit to be close to this level on a sustainable basis. But like I said, we will definitely take this little bit of good data. It's definitely been supportive of the rand as well.
Absolutely. When you put all of this together, CPI, the deficit, this current data that we're talking about, what does it tell you about you? What does it say to your expectations for what the Reserve Bank may or may not do?
Well, the Reserve Bank is obviously still very much focused on inflation, so they'll be happy that the inflation rate came down during February. I hope that it'll bring down the inflation forecast a bit. The good rainfalls, the stronger rand, these factors will definitely play a positive role in the inflation projections, and in the end, these projections determine what happens to the interest rate. So as long as these numbers can come down a little bit, it means that the interest rate can remain on hold, I'd say for at least the rest of this year, and then we have the possibility of it coming down a little bit early in 2018. So I think it's all positive signals heading into the Reserve Bank's policy meeting next week.
And we'll cross our fingers. Thanks, Christy. Christy Fulyun is an economist with KPMG.